Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Bible reading for July 25th, 2019, looking at the first portion of 2 Corinthians. Paul writes, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, together with all the saints who are everywhere in Achaia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our trouble, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the same comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ overflow to us, so through Christ our comfort also overflows. If we are troubled, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you the ability to endure the same sufferings that we are also suffering. Our hope for you is sure, since we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be unaware of the trouble that happened to us in the province of Asia. We were burdened so greatly, so far beyond our ability to bear it, that we even gave up hope of living. Yes, we even felt the sentence of death within ourselves. This happened so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead. He rescued us from such a terrible death, and he will continue to rescue us. We have set our hope on him, that he will also rescue us again, as you join in helping us with your prayers for us. Then many people will thank God for the gracious gift given to us through many prayers. This is the word of our God. After sending 1 Corinthians, it's possible that Paul made a quick visit over there when he got the report back. And then after that quick visit, straight across the Aegean Sea from Ephesus, modern-day Turkey, right on the western edge, I suppose, after that quick visit over to Corinth, then he sends this second letter, this letter known as 2 Corinthians. And then somewhere in between, it's also possible that he had sent a previous letter that falls somewhere between 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. Especially tipping our hand that way is in this letter, 2 Corinthians, he refers to a painful visit and a painful letter. And so we know that the only letters we have from Paul to the Corinthians are the ones that are 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. Well, it's entirely possible that he has written at least one or maybe even two others. We don't have those today. God hasn't seen fit to preserve them for us, but he has preserved for us what he thought and what he obviously knew was necessary and what is good for our spiritual life, and there's much to learn from them. In 1 Corinthians, Paul clears up a lot of the issues, or he addresses at least a lot of the issues that had been going on in the Corinthian congregation, not the least of which is division among the members and a competition of sorts. Competition that manifested itself in various ways. Competition such as, I follow Paul, you follow Apollos. That kind of immaturity. Also the competition of liberty and license, the pulling of one way or the other. The libertines who would say, my sexual urges are just an appetite, just like my stomach. God's going to destroy my stomach at the end of time. And, food for the stomach for food, God's going to destroy them both. I should just do what I want, whatever feels good, because, resurrection of the dead, whatever, man. And the opposite direction, kind of the reaction to that, is a little bit of asceticism, which even neglected the duty and the blessings of married life in 1 Corinthians 7, where couples who were, a man and a woman, a husband and wife, married to each other, and they were purposely depriving one another of sexual interaction for the purpose of thinking, for thinking that that was a more godly form of life. And that was especially in reaction to those who were focused on libertine libertinism, of just doing anything and everything with no bounds and all sorts of freedom. There's also the idea of that man who was, you know, the congregation who was rejoicing over the man who was sleeping with his stepmother. That kind of fell into that libertine debate. And also, when we're talking about divisions in the church, there were lawsuits, there was speaking in tongues, and some getting drunk at the Lord's Supper and others going away hungry. And so Paul talked about all of that, and he culminated in that greatest of chapters about the resurrection of the dead. That if you deny the resurrection of Jesus Christ, then the dead are not raised at all. And then our Christian faith is worthless, hopeless, useless, pointless. But, he says, Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. And that means that all of our work together, number one, is together. Number two, it has meaning. And number three, it has meaning that lasts forever. And so since there is a resurrection of the dead, then we use our bodies properly, and we serve one another in love, and we think of the fellowship that we'll share forever in heaven. With all that in the background, Paul gets around to sending 2 Corinthians, and he's probably still in Ephesus when he writes this. And maybe shortly after leaving Ephesus and heading up north toward Troas, or the Straits of Bosporus, Bosporus Straits, whatever they're called, and modern day, well, it used to be Constantinople, Byzantium now, I guess, Istanbul. Anyway, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies and God of all comforts, who comforts us in all our trouble, so we can comfort those in any trouble with the same comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Have you ever thought of your Christian life as having that purpose? Sometimes, and this happens, you know, when I visit older members more often, I suppose, an older member says to me, Pastor, I just don't know why I'm here. You know, I just want to go home to heaven. I don't know what my purpose is, and I understand that God has his purpose and his timing, but I don't see it. And my answer is usually something along the lines of, people look to you in a way that you don't even know. And that's exactly what Paul says here. That those who have been comforted in every trial by their Lord can now provide comfort to others. And that comfort might be calling to mind the example from one's own life of a job loss or a bad breakup or a death in the family, and seeing and being able to look back with a perspective of time and space and distance to be able to look back and say, and God was there the entire time. My Jesus comforted me the entire time. And to be able to speak with, you know, a certain bit of credibility and authority, especially to a young person who might be a little confused or worried about a high school breakup. To that young person, that high school breakup is a huge deal. And they don't see necessarily that there's a bigger picture. That the high school years, you know, 4 years in the middle of your teenage years, It's just a drop in the bucket compared to the rest of your life. And so there's opportunity there, especially from the older generation or generations, to provide comfort, you know, a hearing, listening ear, and to comfort and say, dear friend, you know, I've been through this before and it really stinks at the time. But you know what? It gets better because your Lord is with you the entire way. For just as the sufferings of Christ overflow to us, so through Christ our comfort also overflows. This idea, especially here in verse 5, it's, you know, maybe the clearest. This idea really touches on what we call the theology of the cross. That anyone who would follow Christ, you know, this is basically the gospel lessons for the past few Sundays. The theology of the cross is that anybody who would follow Christ can expect to carry a cross. Can expect to experience the same sort of persecution and rejection that Jesus did. And it's easy to get caught up on that and to wring our hands and spend a lot of time talking about it. I know I do a lot in sermons because that cross, the essence of the cross, or where we see it most often, is this temptation to doubt God's word and look and live life by what we see with our eyes and experience with our hearts. And the cross is, at its core, is really turning away from what we see with our eyes and what we experience with our hearts, and turning toward what God has said and promised and guaranteed in His Word. And that's really the theology of the cross. But then Paul says the comforting nature of Christ and the comfort in Christ, our comfort overflows. To think about that, the joy, the blessings that we share as Christians, the comfort that you know as a Christian, the certainty about life after death and everything else in between, the knowledge that our God cares for us at every step of the way, that He provides for us, and all this He does, not because I've earned or deserved it, but only because He is our good and gracious, merciful Father in heaven. So as you go about your day, think of an opportunity to, from your own life perhaps, and looking back at a time, at a place, circumstance, where God really comforted you. Maybe it was just directly through His Word. Maybe it was a little bit more indirectly through other Christians. But think of a time when God comforted you. And then look around at your fellow Christians. And look for that little look in the eye, perhaps, that says this person could use a little bit of comfort right now. Because we have shared this comfort from Jesus, and He shares His comfort with us, that we might share it with each other. To say, dear friend, your Lord cares, and so do I. You can find us Wednesday evenings and Sunday mornings at 2250 South Hollandsvania Road in Maumee. You could also find us on Instagram at Raised with Jesus. Be sure to check out our story there. We've got some highlights from VBS this week. God bless your day.